Thank you. I'd first like to acknowledge my collaborator, Dr. Christine Olson, and I'd also like to acknowledge the USDA Economic Research Service who funded this project. And we have nothing to disclose. This study was motivated by kind of a broader social concern about food insecurity, but in particular, there are anecdotal reports from teachers and school nurses of children arriving to school on Monday morning too hungry to concentrate on learning. Now, it may be that children go without food on the weekend when school meals are not available, and this scenario has received widespread media attention and has motivated the development of backpack programs like those run by Feeding America. Conversely, it may be that low-income and food-insecure households can reserve food stores for the weekend because their children eat at school on weekdays. And to our knowledge, no study has examined the prevalence of low energy intake on the weekend, nor its association with school meals. So this study will focus on low energy intake, or this presentation today. We plan to estimate the prevalence of low energy intake on the weekend among school-aged children, to characterize children with low energy intake on the weekend, and to look at the relationship of that low energy intake with school meals. For this study, we used NHANES public use data. We pooled 6 years of cross-sectional data collection to get a large enough sample of school-aged children. It's a complex sample design, so we'll weight the data and correct the standard errors. There are 2 days of valid dietary recall data that we've used in this analysis. And the second day of dietary recall data comes 3 to 10 days following the first day, but not on the same day of the week. We'll also use questionnaire data on household resources, including annual measures of household income relative to the poverty line, receipt of SNAP assistance, emergency food assistance, and food insecurity measures. Our school meal measures include whether the child usually gets a school lunch or a school lunch and a school breakfast, whether the child usually gets free or reduced price school meals, and how many days a week the child usually gets school meals. And then we also use a variety of demographic characteristics from the questionnaire: grade, poverty status, and BMI status. And there are small amounts of missing data in the independent variables, and we've used an expectation maximization procedure to impute those missing data. So the first step was to estimate energy requirements for the children in our sample. And energy needs, as you know, vary according to gender, age, size, and level of physical activity. Now, there's some concern that energy balance among overweight children might inflate their estimated need to include extra calories to maintain excess weight. And so in calculating need, we've constrained the contribution of body weight to the healthy range in our estimates. We've also estimated physical activity using these 2 questions from NHANES and creating categories of levels of physical activity that roughly correspond to those used in the DRI. Our measures of energy intake are total calories for the day, percent of estimated energy requirement or percent of need, calories expressed as a percentage, and then an indicator for low energy intake. And we've explored several levels of low energy intake, and today I'm going to present a definition that's at least 15% below need. And this is a restriction that would be expected to affect growth if it were maintained in the long term. So, for example, a sedentary 8-year-old boy at the 50th percentile for height and weight would require about 1,400 calories. So a 15% reduction would be about 215 calories off that need. Our analytic approach is that we compared weekday and weekend eating for the same children. So each child actually serves as their own control. This controls for time invariant differences. In particular, we're concerned about things like taste and preference when we compare children to each other. But in this case, we're able to compare within the same child and hold those difficult to think, to measure things constant. We also anticipate there's few time-varying predictors or attributes that were likely to change over 3 to 10 days. Perhaps the largest exception to this would be exertion or appetite, which is a time-varying predictor, and we can't control for that here. But we anticipate that in households with sharply constrained resources, atypical appetite or atypical exertion may matter less in determining food intake than it would in an environment with greater food stores or discretionary dollars. We're going to assess how these differences in weekday and weekend eating interact with other factors. So in the 6 years of NHANES data that we used, there were over 4,500 children who were aged 6 to 17 in grades 1 through 12 and who were in school. So children who are on vacation, who've dropped out, or other children such as homeschoolers are excluded from our sample. So looking at the first day of dietary recall, we see mean energy intake of more than 2,100 calories with a corrected standard error of 21. Expressed as a percentage, this is on average the children in our sample consumed about 111% of their need. And more than a quarter of children reported energy intake that was at least 15% below their need. So some children reported on dietary intake for 2 weekdays, some for 2 weekend days, and some children for 1 weekday and 1 weekend day. And this is the group upon whom we're going to focus for most of our analyses. But we were interested in contrasting these three groups to make sure that our subsample was adequately representative of the population as a whole. In comparing these three groups across all of our independent variables, we found only these three differences. And it's actually the group that reported on 2 weekend days who looks unusual. They're more likely to be white and less likely to be poor or food insecure. There were no other significant differences, and for our purposes, we feel that the sample reporting on 1 weekday and 1 weekend day well represents the population. Now we'll focus on that subsample of children reporting on 1 weekday and 1 weekend day of diet recall. And we created 4 categories of low energy intake. Children who never reported low intake, children who reported it on both days, on only the weekday, or on only the weekend. And you can see over those three groups, almost half of children reported low energy intake on 1 or more days. Now, we're interested in looking at how low energy intake over those days corresponds to household resources. And in looking at simple bivariate relationships and testing them with chi-square analysis, for example, if we look at children in households with family income less than or equal to 185% of poverty, we see 53.5% never had low energy intake. And we found no significant differences across those variables. Then we did the same analysis looking at low energy intake days across our various measures of school meals. And again, in a bivariate analysis, we saw no significant differences in low energy intake according to school meals variables. Now we want to focus on some multivariate models because we know that things like grade level, race, overweight and obesity status, and level of physical activity all are related to response to dietary recall. So here we've constructed a series of multinomial logistic regression models where each measure of resources was entered separately with those covariates that I just named. So for example, our results for family income come from a different model than our results for SNAP. All parameters are estimated relative to children with no days of low energy intake, and regression parameters are presented in the table. There were no significant associations between low energy intake and any of our measures of household resources. When we look at school meals, we see school breakfast, however, emerging protective against low energy intake on the weekend. If these are regression parameter estimates, but if we think in terms of odds, the odds of low energy intake on the weekend for children who eat both school breakfast and school lunch are about half the odds of low energy intake on the weekend for children who eat no school meals. And this effect doesn't seem to be concentrated just among children who eat breakfast every day. We see significant effects for both children who eat breakfast every day and those who eat it only some days. Now, we could not simultaneously examine these different school meal measures due to multicollinearity. For example, almost 80% of children in our sample who pay full price for school meals eat only school lunch. We ran parallel analyses to these where we also controlled for income and controlled for an indicator of children who said, well, the dietary intake I reported on today is less than I usually eat, and saw no change in the results. So our data suggests that almost a third of school children have energy intake at least 15% below their need on one day and 16% on both days. Low energy intake was equally common on weekdays and weekends. Low energy intake was unrelated to annual measures of household financial and food resources. We found participation in school breakfast may protect against low energy intake on the weekend. There are several limitations of our study. The number of significant results were only slightly greater than what we might expect by chance. Our sample size was inadequate to examine a more severe measure of low energy intake. And clearly, energy intake alone is insufficient to characterize dietary intake and certainly insufficient to illustrate food insecurity. More research is needed to better understand the role of school breakfast in protecting children against low energy intake on the weekend. We definitely need to investigate whether differences in diet quality between weekdays and weekends vary by school meals participation, and as part of our larger project, that's the next thing that we'll be doing. And we need to explore how families with constrained resources make food consumption decisions across days of the week. Thank you.